Yeah, where were they hidden?
It was there to legend. I say, shit. I didn't follow proper protocol. I should have called that control. I'm sorry, but Ray just wanted to make a comment. Tell him about the truck you built that you sold me. Go ahead.
Yeah, stationary. I don't know. Did you check in or not already? I obviously don't recognize your voice, so let me know, and then go ahead and... Yeah, let me know on that, would you?
Not sure what you said, but it's W4FHJ. Yeah, I checked in a little bit earlier. Sorry I didn't call you first. I address Ray, but anyway, sorry about that, but that's all I have, over.
Okay. Okay, Gene. Yeah, go ahead, Ray. I guess Gene there had something you sold him. Okay, yeah, sorry about that, Ray. Go ahead, Ray. What was it that you sold Gene over?
Mine, the trouble's on my end, but anyhow, if he asked me a question, I didn't get it, over.
You go ahead, Gene, and ask, what was it that you wanted Ray to tell him about? Go ahead there, Gene.
So I just said, tell him about the truck that you built up from several different vehicles and sold me, over.
Oh, yeah, that was the Brown Eagle. I had a lot of fun with that truck. You aren't going to believe this, but I did a complete major overhaul on that engine, put it back together, cranked it up, put my rifle in the back of the truck, and took off to his deal was to go deer hunting over.
That truck for a long time. But that's all I had, Ray. You were telling the net control there. I missed the name, I'm sorry, but anyway, you were telling him about different vehicles and everything that you'd worked on, and as I remember, you made this truck up from, it was a Buick and two or three other cars, I think, but it was a nifty truck, no question about it.
It was a 60 model 1960 GMC with a engine and a rear axle out of a one-ton Chevrolet truck and a few other odds and ends. They added dual tires, dual wheels and dual tires to the back of it, and we won't go into it too deep. It takes all night, over.
Roger. Okay, that's all I had. I'm just going to sit here and listen for a while. I'm going through my new QST, just got in today. So sign me out, and thank you for letting me come in. And net control, I'm sorry I didn't use proper protocol on this, since this is still a net operation. Back to net control, over.
Good night, Gene. Steve, I'm going to have to get back in the house. It's getting kind of chilly out here. Hope you have a good night and get the rest of the net. I think I held you up a little bit. I believe you're ready, secure. You take care. We'll catch you next time around, over.
All right, Ray and Gene. Yeah, no problem at all there, Ray. Glad you checked in and did a little rag chew there. And, you know, I've never minded that. So, glad you checked in and stuck around, Ray. Have yourself a good evening. Head on in there. We'll talk to you later. Yes, the name here, by the way, Gene, is Steve. So there you go. For you and anyone else. This is KB0KBJ with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's see, have we got anyone else wishing to check into the net call now? All right, no more stragglers there. Let's see. We'll once again attempt to get this thing to, well, let me say this first. W2MJB, Mark, he'll be running the net tomorrow night. So stop by and check in with him. I'm sure you'd appreciate that. W4NYK, are you ready for my net report? Please copy my message number 1. routine Abuvid from KB0KBJ to W4NYK. The two Blue Ridge 2-meter net report for February 15th, 2020. QNI was 34. QTC is 1. Break, sign it, KB0KBJ. I'll copy. Alright, this is KB0KBJ now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 and good night, and I appreciate Dave for letting me call the net. It was fun. Have a good evening all. This is KB0KBJ clear.